It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, March 7th. I'm Patricia Naft. United Airlines canceled their direct flight service from Grand Junction to Houston. The loss of service could impact tourism and visitation to the Western Slope. This is Christy Pollard, the executive director of the Grand Junction Economic Partnership, a group that works to bring jobs into the area.
The Houston flight was very important to us. We know that a number of our travelers will connect in Houston to other markets. So having that access to those additional markets through Houston was extremely important to us. A lot of energy workers utilized that flight. And as we've seen the slowdown with the energy economy here in Western Colorado, there's not as much travel. So hopefully we can grow the economy and make the case to the carriers that we do have enough of a market here to be able to sustain that flight.
The partnership is working with several other groups in the area to sell the Western Slope to different airlines. The Colorado Snow Survey just released its snowpack report. Over the past few months, massive amounts of snow piled up in the mountains thanks to El Nino. Carl Wetlaufer, a hydrologist with the Colorado Snow Survey, says the huge snowpack we had is a little less impressive now.
Really across the board, both with snowpack and water year-to-date precipitation, we are now near very normal levels, despite this very dry February that we had.
The heavy precipitation and the very dry February balanced each other out, and now we're almost exactly normal across the state. Last month, though, was anything but normal. It was the driest February in more than 30 years in several places, including the West Elks, the Uncompahgre Plateau, and parts of the San Juans. It was the driest February on record. Thankfully, the snowpack is healthy and reservoir levels are above average with an extra 360,000 acre-feet of water. A bill to incentivize more people to teach in rural schools cleared the Senate Education Committee last week. Benta Berklin has more.
The bill would fund the hiring of a coordinator to help recruit and place teachers in rural schools. It would also give those teachers up to $6,000 for staying there for 3 years. Dr. Robert Mitchell is with the Colorado Department of Higher Education. He says it will help address a teacher shortage.
What we've depended on in the past is not going to work for us going forward. You need to be aware of the crisis we currently are in the state in terms of our teacher numbers.
Educators say low salaries are one major hurdle, as well as fewer students wanting to enter the profession. Opponents of the bill say it will be a temporary fix and that the teachers would receive the stipends only to move back to more urban areas after a few years. I'm Benta Berklund at the State Capitol.
A few hours from now, the Community Food Bank in Grand Junction will open the doors at its new location. The food bank has been using a county building but needed to find a new location. The county had been charging $120 a month, but monthly costs in the new location run around $2,600 a month. According to the Daily Sentinel, an anonymous donor is paying the entire first year's rent for the nonprofit. Last session, Colorado House Majority Leader Chrisanta Duran made workforce development a priority issue. KVNF's Laura Pomisano recently spoke to the Democratic lawmaker about how it's still a priority for her this session.
We are working to create more partnerships between business, K-12 education, and higher education. It's very important that we are able to fill the jobs in Colorado that are available and make sure that people have access to skills to be able to get into good-paying jobs. And so we're working with a variety of stakeholders to bring forward a 10-bill package this session to better align the needs of business to have access to a qualified workforce and make sure people have the skills to be able to get good paying jobs.
So you said a 10-bill package. What are some of those bills?
There is an effort to incentivize K-12 schools that offer more on-the-job opportunities through apprenticeships, through internships, through access to AP computer science courses to make sure that students have the tools they need to be able to succeed. We're also looking at providing dollars to teachers to get the training that they need to be able to teach in some of the industries in Colorado. Colorado that are most in need of more good paying jobs. We're also focusing on STEM jobs, and I'm focusing on computer science and digital literacy in hopes that more students will have access to classes that can teach them these very important subject areas. It's estimated that there's about 16,000 computer science and digital literacy jobs in the state of Colorado that are being unfilled, that students have access to 21st century skills to be able to get into those good paying jobs.
Another priority you have mentioned this session is affordable housing. What bills are you working on to address that issue?
People should be able to live in the area that they work. And affordable housing is at the forefront of too many Coloradans' minds, regardless of whether you live in a urban area, a suburban area, or in a rural area of the state. We are trying to pass an initiative so that there will be a tax credit for developers who build or redevelop more affordable housing in Colorado. This initiative was passed a couple of years ago and is set to expire. And during the time that it has been in effect, we've seen over 2,000 affordable housing units built throughout Colorado. We've also seen a lot of economic activity and jobs associated with the tax credit. So we want to bring that tax credit back and extend it for future years. We also have an initiative that will enable Coloradans to save dollars specifically for closing costs on a home, or save dollars for a down payment on a home if they're a first-time home buyer. It's an incentive that we are hoping will encourage more Coloradans to save dollars for those purposes. And the reason why they would do it if this bill is successfully passed is that all of the dollars that they save for a down payment or for closing costs on a home will be tax-free.
That was Colorado House Majority Leader Crisanta Duran speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. You can listen to the full interview online at kvnf.org. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.